I think it's a very interesting question, and one that I haven't heard personally discussed so far. But it's always in the assumption of these things that you always look to sort of the clear, right? You always look to the yes. But this whole concept that we might actually explore what are the costs of not doing something, I think is very provocative, and thank you very much for raising it. I'm pretty sure we've not explored how to cost when we don't do the things we'd like to do. But I like it, and I think that we should take that a little bit further, because sometimes it's very easy to only look at one side of the equation, and to have a balanced perspective and any sort of logic process, you need to ask the question both ways. And thank you for that. So, yes.
Thank you. And one last question.